You are now listening to the Truth Be Told Show with Brandy Kylie.
We have got to learn how to get out of our own way. So many times we are the cause of our pain. And not to say that that happens all the time, but so many times we add extra stress and distress into our lives and into our minds because we are so fixated on what we think that we want. We are so fixated on, I have to have this, I have to have that. And really, the root of that is really just control. You feeling like things are out of control, and so you want to have control over everything in your life because you feel like if I have control over everything in my life, then nothing can go wrong. Nothing bad can happen to me. I'm protecting myself and I'm keeping myself safe. And what the truth is that you can kind of end up in a situation where you're backing yourself into a corner where you're almost trapped, right? Because you're trying to control so much. But the reality is that we can't control everything that happens to us. And so we have to be okay with that element of surprise in life. And sometimes those surprises are good surprises, right? They're amazing. And you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't expect to meet this person, or I didn't expect to get this job. I didn't expect to get this promotion. I didn't expect for this person to reach out to me and to be thinking about me, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things can happen, right? And then sometimes we have bad surprises, and that's a part of life too. And it's a part of understanding and just accepting life, right? Because once we get to that acceptance, then we are able to start working through and processing some of the things that we need to process in order for us to manifest and create the lives that we want to live. But a part of that, when we talk about creating and manifesting the lives that we want, it is a lot of control, but it's also a lot of letting go. And I was talking to a friend of mine, Trista, the other day. We were having a conversation via text message and email, and she had mentioned ebb and flow, that successful people are able to ebb and flow. And I love the idea of ebb and flow. Even when I was in a really difficult time in my life, and I was like, I don't know. And to me, in my head, and for somebody else, it may not have been a difficult time for their life, but for me, in my head, I was like, I don't even see a way out. I don't see a way out, but I know that there is a way out, even if I can't see it. And I think that just continuing to have that positive mindset, yes, I had probably 2 to 3 months where I was just like, what am I doing? Why did I move? What's going on? I want to go back home. And you kind of, it's so new that it's hard for you to visualize the future when your current situation may not be the most desirable situation to be in. But that's life, because I always tell people the story about how I was going through a divorce and I was new. I had a newborn baby. And it was just like, to me at the time, the worst time of my life. And or what did I say? The hardest thing I've ever had to do. Balancing that and also just myself and my mental health and making sure that I was healthy and okay for her. I also think that for Mental Health Awareness Month, we just have to be aware of what managing our mental health looks like. And I've always been mindful of my state of being and my mindset and where I was. And you should be able to, if you are self-aware, you should be able to tell, like, okay, this is causing me some anxiety. This is making me feel unsafe. This is making me feel uncomfortable. And then processing through those emotions, you know, fight or flight response is something that we have. But also at the same time, Should we always flee? You know, when do we stay? When do we go? And so this constant battle of or this constant communication with oneself, I think, is super important and necessary when it comes to creating a life that you love. So it's Mental Health Awareness Month. We know that Aisha Curry got on a Red Table Talk and was talking about some of her insecurities that she had with Steph Curry and just different women chasing after him and showing their, interest and admiration for him. And from us on the outside looking in, we're like, girl, you know, that comes with the game. But it's a totally different perspective when you're actually in it. That's actually your husband. That's actually the father to your three children. And you are creating a business. You're creating a brand. You're doing all of these different things. You're having partnerships with major brands. And so she's going through a lot. I can see how, you know, even I'm a mother of one. I can imagine being a mother of three and having the businesses that she has, that she's running, that she's a part of, and also being in a marriage and being in Hollywood and being in the spotlight, in the limelight due to her husband's career. All of that can kind of weigh on you. And so one thing that we have to be cognizant of in the African American community is allowing people to speak their truths when it comes to mental health issues, and not putting this stigma or label on them that something, you know, that they crazy or you gotta watch out for that, or ridiculing them, because this further perpetuates the cycle of abuse, and this keeps people from wanting to receive the help that they truly, truly need to get. And the buy-in to mental health continues to be looked at as something that can be joked around. And it's also something that people play with because it's not something that you can necessarily see. So when you have a physical illness or a physical ailment, like you have cancer, your hair falls out, people can physically see that. If you are battling obesity, people can physically see that you are larger and overweight or becoming overweight. If you have, scoliosis, people can physically see that curvature in your back and see how you walk. If something happens to your leg, or the limb gets amputated, that's something that people can physically see and physically make that connection to. But a mental health issue is something that people cannot see, and it becomes an issue when it's something that you can't manage, or when your thoughts start to manage you, and it's something that you don't have a control of because your mind is racing, or nothing is really happening and it's just all in your head. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you said that to someone? You know, nothing is happening, it's all in your head. And so we have to start being not sensitive, but accepting and inclusive of these conversations, especially people like myself who are in the mental health field and mental health professionals. We have to make sure that we are educating people as necessary. And so having that conversation with your significant other, your spouse, your kids, your family members, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, having the conversation is a great start to reducing the stigma that comes with mental health. So back to Aisha Curry, she shared that, you know, that she has some anxiety, that she's dealing with anxiety, and that she actually takes medication for it. That to me isn't anything that should be that alarming. This is someone who is seeking help for and a mental health issue that she has, which is anxiety. Then Willow talked about it. Jada talked about it as well, and just talked about how she sometimes is able to help Willow change her mindset. Or what I loved what Jada said when she was like, I asked Willow to come up with, whenever she's in one of those fits where, in those moments where her thoughts are racing and she can't get control of them, or she's, you know, feeling bad and she's just like, my life sucks, I have the worst life ever. Jada is like, give me five things you're grateful for right there in the moment. And that is a practice of mindfulness that I didn't know I was practicing. I just kind of self-regulated and did what I thought would be helpful to me, and it has proven to be helpful to me throughout these years. And so I, for one, am happy that we are having this conversation about mental health and what it looks like. I do a lot of decoding, I guess, what mental health looks like in my job in a high school where I work with students who have been diagnosed with behavior and mental disorders. And so just having the conversation, and sometimes I have teachers say to me, "Oh, Brandy, I really wish I knew more about autism so that I could know how to work with my students." And all of this is just due to the apprehension, the lack of communication, the treatment, the frustrations that come with trying to communicate with someone. They have a mental issue that you either don't know about, don't understand, or don't know how to communicate with them as a result of, can be very frustrating for the other person who could be well-meaning, like teachers or parents. And so parent education and teacher education, I think, is super important when it comes to mental health. And so I just wanted to jump on this podcast to tell you guys, like, don't block yourself in, okay? So as we're talking about mental health awareness, don't block yourself in with your thoughts. Something that I do often is move thoughts around or remove them. And sit with the new constructs and the new things that pop into my mind as a result. And then I keep doing that until I found something that feels right. And it doesn't matter what is being said as much as if it feels like it is resonating with me and my truth and the thing that I was ultimately trying to communicate. And I think a lot of times we're communicating, but we're not really saying what we're meaning. We're just recycling the words based on the thoughts that we have. So once we can start to play around with our imagination, this is where visualization comes in, where you're visualizing yourself in a different situation. A lot of times this doesn't necessarily have to be an upgrade or like luxury or, I don't know, a vacation in Fiji. Sometimes it needs to be very, very practical in terms of just your daily life. And a lot of the images that we take in, a lot of the things that we process have nothing to do with our goals and nothing to do with where we're trying to go in life. And while, you know, social media gives us this FOMO, right? We have like the fear of missing out if we're not popping up on Instagram, if we're not popping up on Twitter or Facebook or any of these other platforms. That really just isn't the case. Again, this is about managing your mental health, making sure that your mind is just as healthy as your body, and taking full ownership for that. And so I teach that to my students as well, which is, it's shocking to me that this is the first time that they've ever heard someone say, like, you can advocate for yourself. You can say this to people. You can let people know, like, hey, you know, I have this going on. If you see me doing this, please reach out to so-and-so. If you see, you know, just learning how to have the communication about what they are experiencing or what they're going through, and not necessarily in a therapeutic way where they're divulging personal information, but in a way that lets people know around them what to do in case something happens that they may not be equipped for or understand completely. So I have a student who has a sensitivity to light and sound. And so if the class is getting up and they're doing an activity where they're doing more talking or they're interacting in a whole class setting, group activities, she doesn't like to be in the classroom. If it's like super, super, super bright, she doesn't like to be in the classroom. And so we make accommodations and adjustments as necessary. But think about the things that you may need accommodations and adjustments for. And I like to do this because so many people feel like, oh, you know, once you have the label of autism or once you have the label of ADHD or schizophrenia or whatever, whatever diagnosis can be thrown out there, what ends up happening is that people just naturally, just due to the history of psychology and how people with mental illness have been treated historically, they're just like, oh, you crazy. She gone to the crazy house. And that's an outdated concept. That isn't the case. The more that we evolve as people in general, we realize that mental health is simply health. And it's no different than physical health, other than the fact that this is something that's happening neurologically in your brain. And so being aware of mental health through things like yoga and mindfulness. I'll give you an example. For me personally, I used to always say that I hated flowers. Whenever guys would give me flowers, I would be so disgusted just because they looked like, I don't know, gas station flowers. Like, and I guess it's when I was younger or like high school, you know, college. Guys just trying to do a little something, something. And I was never impressed. As I get older, I realize that I do like to have living things in my home, whether it's a plant, a fresh vase of flowers, or just the colors and the smell and the life being in my home helps me to feel better, and it is therapeutic for me, and it helps me to be calm. It helps me to have a spirit of peace. And so pay attention to those things that do give you that calmness, that do give you that peace, that do make you feel well, right? Because wellness is so super important to being able to truly manifest the life that you desire and create, and the life that you want to create. So I just wanted to hop on here and give you guys that bit of information. Please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. I would greatly and truly appreciate it. You can always follow me on Instagram at Brandy Kylie, BrandyKyli. And I do have my podcast page, which is Truth Be Told Podcast, that you can follow as well. That's BEE2E's Truth Be Told Podcast on Instagram. And yeah, the main takeaway, if you take away nothing else from this episode, is do not box yourself in. Let life surprise you. Let go. Life is about ebbing and flowing. And so while you do need to have some type of control, you do need to have some type of structure, you also have to understand that you also have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to just let go and relax and let things come to you. So I hope that was helpful. I want you guys to have an amazing week, and I will talk to you on the next episode.